31-year-old Dontre Hamilton had been diagnosed with schizophrenia and had recently tried to kill himself. He died Wednesday after a veteran police officer shot him several times. The officer says he fired the shots after Hamilton grabbed his police baton and began beating the officer on the head. Chief Flynn says Milwaukee police have responded to 3,000 mental illness-related calls this year. He says there should be a new standard for requiring the detention and treatment of mentally ill people who are prone to violence.
Let's at least work backwards from the people that have been either wounded or killed by police in violent confrontations and identify what do they have in common, what could a thoughtful system do about people that are headed down that road. It won't be perfect, but it certainly would put us in a position to save more lives.
State Representative Sandy Pasch, who's worked as a mental health nurse, says there's no evidence mentally ill people are more prone to violence.
People with mental illness are not more likely to be violent. They're more likely to be victims of violence.
She says the answer isn't a new detention standard, but more training for police and how to handle people experiencing a mental health crisis. She says a new program in Milwaukee County that allows mental health workers to work more closely with police in dealing with such situations is a step in the right direction. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.